Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Children's Memorial Ceremony to take place today. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The City of Gillette announced that the Children's Memorial Walkway Ceremony will take place today. The Children's Memorial Walkway is a place of art and trees dedicated to the memory of all children who have passed away in our community. After the untimely death of a young girl as the result of an accident, the walkway has become a place of peace and tranquility for those in our area who have lost a child far too early in life. On the City of Gillette website, it says, quote, "To lose a child to death is a parent's worst nightmare. When that happens, there can be a darkness that descends, a shadow that can blanket an entire person, family, and community. In that sorrow, there is a need to remember, celebrate, honor, talk about, and share the life of that child. Each year, a remembrance ceremony is held for families and friends to remember, mourn, and celebrate the lives of their children. Lining the walkway of the garden are bricks inscribed with a child's name as a memorial. Anyone may purchase a memorial brick to add to the walkway, can purchase a t-shirt, or make a donation to the Children's Memorial Walkway. The ceremony will be held today, Monday, July 10th, at the Memorial Park at Brooks Avenue and Worlow Drive at 5:30 p.m. Governor Gordon extends public comment period on sage-grouse maps, will hold additional meetings. Governor Mark Gordon has extended the public comment period to seek additional comment on the sage-grouse core area map revisions proposed by the Sage-Grouse Implementation Team, or SGIT, until 5 p.m. on July 28th. According to the press release from Governor Gordon's office, as was anticipated, this round of reviewing sage-grouse core area maps has sparked significant public interest. In response to the interest, Governor Gordon and SGIT will hold additional meetings with landowners and other stakeholders to outline, explain, take comments, and discuss the proposed changes to the map. The proposed changes put forward by the SGIT were a result of the Bureau of Land Management's decision to revise the 2019 Greater Sage-Grouse Plans. Quote, "The original time frame for the review of the SGIT proposal was driven by the BLM's process for the development of an environmental impact statement," Governor Gordon said. "While I understand their agency's desire to move forward efficiently, folks affected by the potential addition of sage-grouse core areas need additional time and the opportunity to discuss the state's process. These are not insignificant matters. I know. I ranch in a sage-grouse core area." The governor's office and SGIT will hold additional informational meetings to talk to landowners and stakeholders before the public comment period closes on July 28th. After the SGIT presents its final map, the governor will make a final decision. If you'd like more information on the upcoming meetings, visit the governor's website at governor.wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.